Hi, my name is Gordon Sinclair. I'm known on IRC as Thistleweb. This episode is going to be about a little command line RSS aggregator called NewsButer. But before I get into that, what I'm going to do is give a brief idea of what RSS is, because it surprises me how many people that I've come across who have never crossed paths with the concept of RSS. They're perfectly PC literate people, and they've used computers for years, and just for some reason it's never occurred to them what that RSS symbol means when they see it on a web page, or what subscribing is, what the advantages are, that type of thing. So I'm going to give a brief bit about that first. So RSS, the idea is, if you go to a blog page, if you read three or four blogs regularly, without RSS you would have to bookmark all these pages and then remember, like, right, I've not checked that blog for half an hour, you know, I'll go and click on that and open it and see if there's a new story, see if there's a new post. Oh no, there's still not a new post. Right, and remember, oh, it was an hour ago. Was it an hour ago before I last checked that? Yeah, I'll go and open that bookmark again and see if there's a new post. Well, RSS does away with that. RSS means that you can subscribe to that blogger's feed, their RSS feed, in an aggregator program. And that aggregator, you list all of your RSS feeds from all of the blogs, all of the news sites. Anything that updates and it has a feed, you can subscribe in the one program. That way, when you go to refresh your RSS, your feed aggregator, when you open that and refresh it, it searches for all new posts and it tells you, oh, there's a new post on this website, nothing new in this one, nothing new in this one, there's two new ones on this one. And it's like it. The layout is pretty much like an email client, where the title and the body of the text shows up. The body may be a teaser, with the idea that you click on it to read the rest of the story, and then it'll open up the actual page with the post. It may be the full thing is listed in the RSS feed. That's entirely dependent on the blogger or the webmaster and what they choose. So it's really simple. It means that you can, with a single click, you can refresh all of your feeds and see just at a glance which ones have new posts, which ones haven't. And then with the new posts, you can look at the title and decide, no, that post doesn't really appeal to me. I'll just mark it as read. It's like an email. I'll just mark it as read. I'm not interested in it. Or you can look at the little blurb and think, nah, it sounds kind of, nah, I won't bother, you know. So you've got all that freedom. The other advantage is you don't have to give out any email information to get this advantage. I am wary in general of mailing lists, although that is down to the administrator. All FOSS projects are pretty reputable with email lists, that if you tell it to unsubscribe you, that it will actually do that, and that they won't sell your email information, whatever. Beyond FOSS projects, it's hit and miss. You've got to judge the project or the site itself and try to work out if they're going to be honest with you or not. RSS feeds do away with that altogether because you don't give any email information to anyone. You know, if you subscribe to my blog, for example, the only thing that I see is the client that you've used. The aggregator program that you've used, but you are just one of numbers. it doesn't mean anything. And if you subscribe to my blog and then decide, nah, it's not really what I thought it was going to be, well, that's fine. All you need to do is delete my feed from your feed reader, and I'm gone. You want, there's absolutely nothing I can do about that. You have complete control. The other advantage of RSS is you can webmasters can aggregate stuff into planets. My blog is on the linuxplanet.org feed, so if you subscribe to that one, you get the feed, the blog posts aggregated from myself and lots of other people, lots of other Linux and open source people, all on one feed, so that when you refresh your feeder, your feed reader, sorry, you may have like nine new posts, two from one person and one from someone else and three from someone else and one from someone else and none from other people, so you can do all that with RSS. You can pull together things like a planet. So anyway, with that, you've got you need some sort of an aggregator program, and these come in all shapes and sizes. Can be like standalone ones like NewsPewter. They can be fully cross-platform. You've got native Windows readers, native OS X readers. Native readers in Android and the iPhone and built into web browsers and as add-ons for Firefox, and there's millions of them in all shapes and sizes, with all different toolkits and languages and whatever. NewsBeater happens to be a really nice one. It's a command line one. It runs inside the terminal. So that's what. It's what I am using now. It's what I've been using for a while now, actually. So there's the difference between a podcast and a new or a podcast feed and a news or a blog feed is basically the podcast one or the audiocast, videocast, whatever, has an additional piece of information, like a link to a video file or a link to an audio file. An enclosure basically, with that link inside it, so that the podcast aggregator knows that, oh, this is an MP3 file. This is how I handle this. I go and download it into this folder, and sync it to this one, or convert it and sync it and whatever. So it's just additional information in the feed itself. And the post feed itself, that's all. So basically, for a news feed, a news reader, an RSS reader, to be able to do podcasts, all it needs to be able to do is recognize that additional enclosure for what it is and then have instructions for what to do with it. That's all. It's still a normal RSS feed. Each of the podcast or audio cast, video cast, whatever, each different, there's lots of different ways of doing that, depending on whether you post with WordPress or Drupal or whatever add-ons you're using it to do it, or whether it's written for iTunes or whatever. But basically, of all the different syntaxes and ways of doing it, that's the basic premise, that it's an enclosure with a file, or a link to a file. So I apologize for rambling a bit for people who already know what RSS is and the advantages. As I said, I just found that a lot of people, surprisingly, a lot of people had never heard of RSS and can get so much benefit out of it, if they only knew that it existed. So on to the main topic, which is NewsButer. There's also an application called PodButer, or a command called PodButer. PodButer is a function of NewsButer. You install NewsButer and you'll already have PodButer. NewsButer is one of many RSS readers, aggregators, as I've said. So what it is a command line interface. You install it and you run it just by typing NewsButer in the terminal and pressing enter. What that will do is open it up and it will show you all your feeds in whatever status they're in. What it won't do is refresh your feeds. For that, you can either hit Shift and R. All the buttons are all on the bottom of the app. They're constantly there. So it's like Q equals quit. Enter is open. N is next. All the keys are all on the bottom. What you can do to run it and automatically refresh, to run it and then have it refresh itself, is run it as NewsButer space minus R, small R. That will do that. When you have to move in and out of the feeds, it'll tell you when you've got a new feed. It'll mark the feed as a capital N. And it'll say like one of 52 or whatever. That means you've got one new post inside the 52 that are listed. The other 51 are all marked as red. So to move in and out of these feeds, it's simply a case of up and down arrows to highlight the line you want, and then hit enter, and that'll take you into the either the feed itself. And then you click on the title. Or the other way to do it is just N. N will move you to the next unread feed. And the first time you do that, just N and then enter. That'll display the first unread title. You can move the page up and down arrows, the page up and down keys to jump a full page up and down. Or the up and down arrows just to scroll it up and down. When you've read that one post, hit N and it'll automatically move to the next unread post already open. So you can just click keep hitting N and it'll work its way through. It'll jump from the unread feed to the next unread feed. I'll just skip out everything that's been read, and to move back up the way, Q, if you're in a post, Q will take you back to that feed's posts, and then Q again will take you back up to your overall, your list of feeds. So it's Q and enter is basically in and out of the menus. If you want to start later on down the line, if you've got a list of feeds and you think, all right, the sixth one in the line, oh, I've been waiting on that one, I'll just skip straight to that one and read that one first. Well, you can do that. And when you've read that and you press N, when it gets to the end of the list, it'll automatically go back to the start of the list again of the unread one. So you won't miss anything. Just keep hitting N, you won't miss anything. You can choose whether or not to read the feeds. If you see a title that a post doesn't interest you, you don't have to read it. Pick the ones that you want to read, and then hit capital A will mark all of that feed as read. It'll take all the ends, the capital ends away from the posts. Or if you're up at the feeds level, capital C will mark every feed, excuse me, will mark every feed as being read, which is quite handy at times. So that's the general idea of NewsButer. Now, as I said, NewsButer also has a podcatcher angle to it as well. So you'll notice when you start running this, I'm going in here to, I've got a Newsbeater open, I'm going into my Five Live, Football Daily. That's proper football for just for the Americans listening. You know, the game that you play football with the ball by your foot, you know. So sarcasm aside. So I've got an episode here that I listened to last night. It's Carlos Alberto from the 1970s Brazil team being interviewed. But anyway, I'll click on that, hit enter, sorry, on that. And it's just a normal, this is a podcast feed, and it happens to be an audio cast, an MP3. The only difference between this and a regular blog or news feed is the fact that it's got an additional part. It's got a link and a podcast download URL. I've noticed on some they can be one and the same thing, I think. That's actually the same thing. It's two, a copy of two links. Or is it? No, it's not quite. Anyway, that is the only difference, is that the podcasts, the video casts, audio casts have an additional enclosure with a link to the media file. And you'll see that it's like link http slash downloads.bbc.co.uk, whatever. The way to do this, or the way to actually get it downloading, is if you hit E, just a small E, what that'll do is enqueue it. So it's listed all on the bottom. It'll enqueue it. It'll tell you that it's added that link to the queue file. So once you work your way through and enqueue all your audio casts, your video casts, whatever, you then run Podbeater to download them. So queue to come right back out. When you're on the feeds list and hit queue, it quits the program, brings you back to the terminal again. So at that point, it's just Podbeater. What that'll do is then show you the queue. And it would then have, in that case, or in my case there, it's now got, well, I didn't actually enqueue it this time, but it would have the Carlos Alberto interview with the BBC listed as a queue. At this point, it's simply a case of you can move up or down and then hit D to download them individually, or you can do the easy way, which is just press A. And that'll download all of them. I'll queue to come back out of that. When they're downloaded, they'll be shown as as like two out of four or whatever. When they're fully downloaded, it'll change to like four out of four. That total of four stays until you actually purge them from the list. Just a capital P to purge them from the list. Again, these are all things that are listed along the bottom of the client. All the keyboard shortcuts are all on the bottom of the client. The Newsbeater documentation at newsbeater.org is brilliant. It really is brilliant. The only issue that I had was I didn't find it very clear at all on how to actually get your podcast URLs into Newsbeater or into Podbeater to actually subscribe to and use these features. Now, the way to do that is you've got two config files for Newsbeater. One is a hidden file in your home folder, which is .newsbeater slash URLs. That is a blank text file, it's a plain text file, and you just put all of your URLs in, all of your feeds in there, one in each line. Now, Podbeater doesn't have, by default, it uses the same config file as Newsbeater. You can tell it otherwise, you can have it set up as a separate a separate config file. I think that's more hassle than it's worth, to be honest. So what I've done is I've got all of my text feeds, like my blogs and articles and things like that, first on the list, and then everything below, like the five live one, they're all podcasts or video casts or audio casts. So that's the way that I do it. The advantage of doing it that way is I have an ISP package where my bandwidth adds up during the day. I've got a limited amount of bandwidth during the day, and I can check my RSS feeds anytime I want and read them, mark them as read, send the podcasts to the queue, and then when it comes to midnight, my bandwidth's unmetered, so therefore then I can go on and download them all and run Podbuter and download them all in one swoop. So that's what I do. So that's sort of advantage of this. So put your URLs all in one feed. There's a secondary config file in slash etc slash newsbuter slash config, I think. I've done a blog post anyway. I'm going to use the blog post as the show notes, which explains all of this. So that'll be my show notes. In there, you can set like the download location, the default download location, as well as the parameters for that, like whether it gets the name of the feed and turns it into a folder, or whether it just puts the, all of that's in the show notes and on the Newsbeater documentation site, which I'm linking to as well. And tell how many downloads you'll accept at one time to try and meter your bandwidth. There's various things like that, as well as what the default browser is or default player is. Now, the default player isn't so much of a big deal for me because I tend to just download them, and then I'll use Audacious manually to queue up things, and just moving from folder to folder and adding it to the playlist. But you can set up a default player, and then just play it from NewsBeater. I forgot to mention the O key, the O button. O is actually quite handy because NewsBeater, it's text based, it's all the terminal. And sometimes I've seen people posting things like screenshots, or links to YouTube videos, or Boing Boing videos, or whatever, and you can't get them through a terminal. These need to be in some visual browser. So if you see a post in NewsBeater that needs that, and you want to see some of the pictures they're posting or whatever, then simply pressing O will open that page automatically in the default web browser that you've chosen, that you've told it in etc slash newsbeater slash config. This can be useful. I don't use it very often, to be honest, but it can be useful every now and again just to have that function. The downside to that, though, is if it has to, it seems that if it has to open a web browser and actually run Firefox or whatever, that it sort of takes NewsBeater, it puts that in a sort of stasis, and you can't actually use NewsBeater, the terminal's like blank, until you close the web browser again. You've read that page, you've looked at the pictures, and you hit close. And then it recognizes, oh, it's been closed, and it brings NewsBeater back. I don't know if that's the idea, but it brings you back to the page, the post you were looking at in NewsBeater, where you left off. Don't know if that's a design flaw or part of the plan. I don't know, but I don't find that much of a big deal. So anyway, between those two, NewsBeater and Podbeater, they are
They should be in the repos. Excuse me. I would imagine they'd be in the repos for your distribution. They are further light command line as they are awesome. Oh, excuse me. This is what happens when winter comes in. You start to pick up a cough. So I've noticed as well, Klaatu had asked about if anyone knew about an RSS, a command line RSS aggregator. I emailed him and let him know about Newsbeater, and he couldn't pronounce it. So all I can say is I struggled with it as well for a while, and then I eventually figured out that Newsbeater, as in New Beauty, or for the Aussies, it's Buick, mate. Yeah, so Newsbeater. Either way, it's a fantastic little application. And if you like things small and light, and you like the terminal, you like the command line apps, then give it a go, you know. So that's it for this episode, and I have been Gordon Sinclair. I'm on Freenode as an IRC and Freenode as Thistleweb. My blog, if anyone's interested. Now that I've given you a great little app to subscribe to blogs and things, if you want to subscribe to mine, by all means, go for it. It's thistleweb.co.uk, and I'll include some stuff in the show notes. So until next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.